Welcome to the chapter 10 of Building HRIS. The name of the chapter is Cutting Edge Tools for Digitalization in HR. What are the objectives of the chapter? You'll be able to understand the essentials of the blockchain technologies in HRIS. You'll be able to describe the application of digital HR software to HRIS. You'll be able to enlist and discuss about the contemporary tools in HRIS. And you'll be able to understand the methods of creating more robustness in HRIS. A growing number of industries are becoming aware that with the rise of global practices, there is a need to infuse new technologies to get a wide number of advantages. With today's VUCA, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity, so it's VUCA times, it becomes a managerial acronym. The shift may make software easier to learn and navigate while also enabling employees to make use of system. Since HR is tasked to ensure that employees succeed and contribute, it can support the overall strategic plan and objectives of an organization. Being able to manage these areas efficiently translates many benefits for the organization, such as bolstering business operations and enhancing the experiences of employees to make them more committed and engaged. Employee engagement opens a new window, remains to be a mission-critical part of an organization's success. So the more the employees are connected with the organization's bigger picture, it becomes fruitful for the organization and make it impacts and the market. And this is why the HR strategies of most companies revolve around this principal consideration. When an employee is engaged, he takes bigger responsibilities and gives his fullest for achieving the organizational goal. So when people are engaged or they have connectivity to the big picture of the organization, they have the fair idea what role, what contribution they are making for the organization. And then it becomes easier for them to go beyond the call of the duty, to go the extra mile for the organization, to do over and above what they are expected. These days, across the organization, mobile apps are playing a greater role in boosting employee engagement and thus benefiting the companies in an unprecedented way. Several surveys and statistics indicate that the literally paradigm-shifting impact of mobile apps on boosting employee engagement and HRM across organizations. So let's look at application of blockchain technologies in HRIS. What is blockchain? While the first application of blockchain involved cryptocurrency, blockchains use cases that extend far beyond electronic currency. Stated simply, blockchain is a distributed ledger or database that is shared across a computing network. Blockchain databases are structured to be secure and are said to be very difficult to hack because of the complex cryptography embedded in the blockchain and the distributed nature of the ledger. Blockchains can be public, like the internet, or a private, like an intranet. Businesses are generally more interested in private permission blockchains, which would allow only pre-approved users to access or join the blockchain. Blockchains use a variety of mechanisms to verify the identity of users and the validity of transactions. In a permission blockchain, the users can agree on the rules that govern how entries are recorded and modified. Blockchain is a decentralized digital ledger technology, meaning multiple copies of information are stored on multiple independent computers. The major advantage of using blockchain is that the supporting algorithm prevents tampering with information, mitigating interference, and data loss. Any updates to the ledger must be approved by the majority of these computers via the blockchain consensus protocol. blockchain is being used very effectively in the HRIS domain, from the context of recruitment, supply chain management, financial and legal transactions, and digital identification. Blockchain technology is transparent in every transaction. Security is a high priority to every business. Blockchain is helping organizations to protect their stored information through a secure network. The need for no third parties in the case of blockchain makes it cheaper than the conventional methods of transactions, where a third party is always required for a transaction between two parties, which is a bit costlier. Low transaction costs make blockchain even more acceptable by government to include this technology for future transactions. Since blockchain has been relevant for a decade, it has been used as a solution to many industry issues. The purpose of blockchain is to track every step in any transaction through the network. Currently, this technology is critical for the sustained success of the diverse organization. The technology is continuously evolving and has influenced many domains of the HRIS functionality. Let's have a look on this slide. Global transactions are recorded on these ledgers, and the shared database is shared among 1,000 devices. Blockchain does not only store monetary value, but it can be used to store anything, be it music, title, intellectual properties, and even votes. The trust in blockchain technology is not established through powerful forces such as government or agencies, but through the intelligent code and mass collaboration. This enhanced transparency not only adds an extra layer of accountability to supply chains, but also mitigates the risk of criminal activity such as money laundering. Blockchains allow procurement professionals to have a distributed peer-to-peer network where non-trusting members can interact with each other without a trusted intermediary in a verifiable manner, protected from deletion, tampering, and revision. HRMS and procurement are completely different from each other. This should be omitted. Recruitment, blockchain technology is facilitating automated referencing, feedback, and assessment tools in the recruitment domain. In the next few years, it is believed that organizations will have a host of information stored on a blockchain, inclusive of academic certificates and work history. It will be within their control to choose with whom this information be shared with. Blockchain technology could allow individuals to maintain and control access to a blockchain-based record of their educational and work histories. Through such a platform, organizations would be able to instantaneously authenticate resume and background information, as the data would have already been verified by virtue of being accepted into the distributed ledger. Multiple technology companies are already working to develop platforms for resume authentication using blockchain technology. Recruiters have access to this information on day one of the hiring journey before interviewing begins. So with this, if resume gets authenticated, the organization, the hiring department, the HR department, the external agencies who are supporting on the hiring can actually save the time, because this technology is helping to authenticate or validate the description, the mention of the experience that has been quoted by the candidate. Empowering worker is at core of the blockchain technology. Employees in the technology sector will have absolute ownership and control of their work reputation and identity, and how they choose to share that information. Using their validated digital work passport, workers can be matched more accurately based on their complete profile before an interview has even taken place. Blockchain technology is revolutionizing the ways in which hiring agencies and employers view and consider potential candidate. Namely, with the level of security blockchain provides its users, it can be relied upon for maintaining the integrity of the data, such as employment, background, or academic credentials. This is a crucial data. This means hiring agencies and employers can rely on the data being shared, and job candidates alike can share this information without fear of it being tampered with once verified. This means hiring agencies and employers can rely on the data being shared, and job candidates alike can share this information without fear of it being tampered with once verified. Attendance. Blockchain system is distributed and decentralized. That means it can be applied to develop a tamper-proof employee attendance system. There are many attendance systems that have been developed, but most of it still use conventional systems and database that have not been distributed yet. The blockchain technology is used to store biometric data such as a fingerprint or iris scan for legal ID and for record keeping. Human resources would have visibility to the real-time data, and there will be no dispute that the records are accurate, strengthening the trust element in payment authorization and looking into claims made. This would decrease errors and frustration caused between the HR and payroll department. At some places, payroll is not part of HR. They work as separate entities. A conventional database does not have special features in checking whether a piece of information has experienced or authorized changes. On a blockchain-based system, no administrator permission is allowed to editing or deleting the data. The blockchain-based employee attendance system is required to provide a database that keeps its reliability and integrity and tamper-proof. Application of digital HR software. Digital HRIS is defined as a modular human resource software that is available on cloud and is highly scalable and secure. The changing conditioning has prompted the use of agile and customized applications of HRIS department. The application of this contemporary type of HRIS has a multitude of advantages for both the employees and the employers. The digital HRIS makes it possible to procure a simpler and quicker access to employee information using the centrally managed employee repository. The six stages of digital transformation. So first phase is business as usual. Organizations operate with a familiar legacy perspective of the customers, processes, metrics, business models, and technology, believing that it remains as a solution to digital relevance. Present and active. Pockets of experimentations are driving digital literacy and creativity, albeit desperately throughout the organization. The second stage is present and active. Pockets of experimentation are driving digital literacy and creatively, albeit desperately, throughout the organization while aiming to improve and amplify specific touch points and processes. The third stage is formalized. Experimentation becomes intentional while executing at more promising and capable levels. Initiatives become bolder, and as a result, change agents seek executive support for new resources and technology. The fourth phase of digitization transformation turns strategic. Individual group recognizes the strength in collaboration as their research work and shared insight contribute to the new strategic roadmap that plan for digital transformation ownership efforts and investments. The fifth stage is Converge, a dedicated digital transformation team forms to guide strategy and operations based on business and customer-centric goals. The new infrastructure of the organization takes shape as roles, expertise, models, processes, and the system to support transformation are solidified. And the last stage is innovative and adaptive. Digital transformation becomes a way of business as executives and strategists recognize that change is constant and also inevitable. A new ecosystem is established to identify and act upon technology and market trends in pilot and eventually at a scale. Applications in security management. Security is of great concern. We have seen it in the earlier chapter. When it comes to choosing a human resource management system, the information stored in a HRMS is highly sensitive. It includes proprietary company data and volumes of personal information about the employees. It's essential for companies to choose a solution that utilizes a method of secure transmission, such as SSL, which encrypts the data as it transmits over the internet. Application in security management. Internal security is also critical. Information should be guarded by passwords that have varying levels of access in relation to what is needed for the job position. While most companies now allow employees to access portions of HRMS solutions, employees must understand the importance of maintaining the integrity of the system and protecting the security of the information it contains. Safeguards should also be in place to quickly bar terminated employees' access to system. This is an important part. As the employee exit, the data can stay in the backend or with the HR, but it to be taken out from the HRMS. Application in security management. On-premise HRMS security, there are four tips. Review your building's security. Make the most of user access security options. Know your disaster recovery and backup procedure inside out. Don't forget mobile. Since these days, all HRMs are on mobile application as well. Implementation of port-based restrictions ensure that only the required ports are enabled to access these modules. The digital HRIS tools for recruitment enable hiring professionals to specialize information flow through the right sourcing channel. Applicant tracking system, ATS, are dedicated recruiting solutions used to automate and improve core recruitment processes, creating job postings, filtering resumes, scheduling interviews. Recruitment management system, RMS, provide a set of tools for automating and managing not only recruiting but also staffing operations. The major advantage is the reduction in manual sourcing. The use of the candidate pre-selection tool can considerably improve recruitment metrics such as quality of hire and time to hire. The technology gathers candidate data and uses it to predict the likelihood of an applicant succeeding in the role they play for. The technology can take care of everything from the moment the candidate signs their employment contract to their very first day. All the vital documentation is articulated in an effective manner. Here we come to the end of chapter 10 and well-encompassing information about how organizations HRIS and HRM to built in. Thank you very much.